اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا مصطفى.
Just about 8:37 Central African time. At that time of the morning, where we join our very own member of parliament and the leader of the NFP, Ahmed Manzoor Sheikh Imam. Ahmed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hectic week indeed, in and out of hospital. Tell me, how are you feeling this Sunday morning, Ahmed?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, coming right, recovering a bit. Yes, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm on my way to the airport to fly back to Cape Town anyway. But yeah, this is part of life. Well, you know, there's a lot happening on the political arena. You know, metro mayors are being overthrown. Saw what happened in Johannesburg. You can see the attempted Ekurhuleni. You can see what's happening in Ethiopia. Ekurhuleni, exactly the same thing as in Nongoma and Zululand, of course. So it seems to be the norm. It's not about the people on the ground. It's all about jostling for power and control. Political parties sell their votes, you know, when they want to achieve something, rather than putting the interest of people at heart. And it seems like it's not going to stop the instability that has been created by the jostling for power. And whenever you don't get what you want or don't get it your way, then all you do is you go and decide to break the relationship and go with work with another party. And this seems to be the norm at the moment. So it's not good for the delivery of services. It's not good for the country. Simply tells you, Brother Chaput, that South Africa is nowhere near the coalition government. And it makes you wonder what would happen if in 2024 there's going to have to be a coalition government at the national level. Then what is going to happen is the country when it comes to standstill, like local government has come. The other parts, I think I must tell you that with the interest rate hike once again, the middle class are very badly affected. So there's over 7,000 people have lost their homes because they can't meet their commitments anymore. South Africans are just not coping anymore. Many industries, even NASPERS and others, are talking about reducing their staff complement. So it seems like we're in for a very, very difficult time. The Israeli-Palestinian tensions are rising. If you saw exactly what has happened there, the conduct of the Israelis is just totally unacceptable. Very importantly, I think, you know, I was speaking to somebody yesterday from law enforcement. And Brother Shafiq, he says to me that on their visits to the power station, they are shocked at what they find there. You know, that The sabotage is a serious problem. When I tell you serious problem, it's a serious problem. Corruption and looting that is taking place there, the collusion between service providers and employees and things. So the problem with Eskom is quite a serious problem. Look at the one in Raiga Park. Can you imagine right outside the police station, power cables were stripped? And police station were not able to see that. Now, if they can't see it outside their premises, Brother Javid, where are they exactly going to be able to police? So I think, you know, it's been for a tough ride. I was speaking to some police officers yesterday, and the police officers, these were Metro in Itekwini, that were pleading with me to see if we can deal with the issue of crime. It's beyond their control. It's really beyond their control.
Ahmed, you know, and the tragedies that police officers and high-ranking police officers are being held at gunpoint and being robbed. And as you said, they're pleading with you. I mean, what is the CR doing about the whole issue? But there is, you know, the thing that you're talking about, you know, the minority or the small political parties perhaps selling themselves to the bigger parties. And if you look at, you know, some of the headlines, there's one headline that I'm looking at right now, right in front of me. It says, Tapelo Ahmed at ANC and EFF's mercy risks becoming a puppet. And this is the analysis from EWN News. What's your thoughts on that, Ahmed?
Well, let me be very honest with you. If you look at the, I'm an opposition party, and I don't necessarily want to criticize some of them, but the conduct of our Jama of recent is leaves a lot to be desired. You know, they just seem to be singing the praises of the ANC. It's all about acquiring this one or two positions here and there. Look at the issue like City of Johannesburg. Can you believe you're putting somebody there, only because you entering into coalitions with political parties based on what you're getting out of these things. If you look at the statement that was made by Yal Jamaa, which is very disappointing, and we all know, the conduct of the EFF particularly and what the risks pose to us come 2024 if there's going to be a coalition between the ANC and EFF. And yet they've been singing praises left, right, and center of the very same EFF that's been making racist comments and not even recognizing other languages and creating hate speech in the country and things. So, it's often that, politicians and political parties are putting their own interests rather than the interests of the people at large. And that is very frightening and very worrying. And if you look at the instability in these metros, it's going to continue. It's not going to last, I can assure you. Nobody that has lost power is going to sit back and realize. And what they are failing to understand that everywhere that the EFF have lost their power, they've come back and forth. They enter into the agreements and arrangements. If they don't get what they want, and this is going with all political parties, you don't get what you want, then you're going to go out there and you're going to create instability there. I can tell you it's exactly the same thing. There are negotiations going on with meetings from my political party at the moment, with the ANC and the EFF wanting to overthrow some of them in the other municipalities, Nongoma, Zululand, and Itegwini, working with them in Itegwini as well. Let me give you another example in Itegwini municipality. I want to give the NFP a deputy mayor position, okay? I'm supposed to be grabbing it with four open arms and saying, hey, you're giving us a deputy mayor. Our councillor, they only had, 12 votes in the last election, and she's going to be she wants to be your deputy mayor then. Is that how it actually works? So it clearly indicates it's all about positions. It's what you can get. It's not about identifying the right kind of people. So it's another form of tailored deployment. So we are not going forward in the country, Brother Shavar. Unfortunately, we're just not going forward. And that tells us what we can expect direction.
Now, Ahmed, you're the leader of the NFP, right? Isn't the buck stops with you, or does it stop with your Secretary General? What goes on? Because it seems as if someone else is calling the shots and passing it via you. Tell me, what's really going on with the communication between you and maybe the Secretary General or other members of the party, Ahmed?
I'm not the leader of the party. I'm the parliamentary leader of the party. The NFP does not have a leader. If you remember that our leader, Zanele Magwaza Msibi, has died, we have not gone to a conference. They continuously fight each other. The two factions are at loggerheads. They just don't seem to want to understand that unity is strength, and if they're going to be divided, they're going to destroy themselves. So the NFP, I'm the leader in parliament, the parliamentary leader of the party, and not the party leader. And all attempts are being made to try and unite these people, but I want to tell you, you either want what you want. If you can't get what you want, no. I can be honest to you, and I'm saying this openly. I have been the victim in my own organization of so much of racist attacks that I don't think there's any other individual in this country has been attacked racially as much as I have. I can tell you now. And that's the unfortunate thing. Even though I'm one of them that started this party from the ground, I'm just the wrong color in the wrong place. That's the problem. But having said that, I think what is important to note is this, that people are, because there's a problem, you've not gone to a conference. And that is what I'm attempting to do, is to try to bring them to a conference. And let me tell you where you're having a problem with conferences, Brother Shavar. People are putting themselves in place for a particular position. And if they cannot be guaranteed that they're going to get that particular position, then they want to even sabotage a conference. That's how bad it is. So that is why they are not actually going anywhere. Major problem as far as that is. And that's why people are tending to do, Brother Shepherd, as and what they want to do, entering into discussions, negotiations. Monies are changing hands between political parties. You'll be shocked at the amount of money that is changing hands.
Alhamdulillah, perhaps you got a case with the South African Human Rights Commission, yeah, with all this going around you. But Alhamdulillah, you're really a man with a lot of taqwa, a lot of strength. Allah keep you, Allah protect you. While we look at the South African National Civic Organizations in KwaZulu-Natal, has elected former President Jacob Zuma as its chairperson. Delegates saw Zuma as a member who aligns with the organization's values and principles. However, listen to this, Ahmed. However, SANCO General Secretary Robert Sikere told news the media that they were unaware of the conference in the province and had no knowledge of Zuma's appointment. This is how it's carrying on. I mean, he's elected, but the Secretary General said, "Hey, I didn't know. I asked. What's going on, Ahmed?"
don't be surprised. But coming back to the issue of the human rights, Brother Jaffer, I have even, let me tell you, you can see the social media post raising a concern of, you know, ANC has Praveen Godhan, IFP's got Naren Singh, and we got our Sheikh Imam. How long are we going to allow these Indians in our black parties? But let me tell you, let it be the other way around and see how the Human Rights Commission will act immediately. So there's a lot of bias as far as that is concerned as well. So there's really not enough protection for us and things that is concerned. But coming back, don't be surprised. This is politics. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. You know, the politics today is just not. It's not about the people. I want people to understand this. It's because these are the kind of leaders that we have elected. We have elected leaders that have their own interests, not the interests of the people. So and until we change that, nothing is going to change in the country. And this jostling for power and forming these organizations and electing themselves as chairperson is not going to stop, brother. It's not.
Absolutely. As I said, it won't stop and it will keep on coming. And it seems as if, the main role players, and I pose this question to Ahmed Parak also, that with ANC and the EFF, it seems as if they will find they will fight the next election together as, you know, brothers in arms. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, let me tell you, it's very frightening, particularly given the fact that you can see South Africa is not ready for coalition governments. We are in an absolute mess when it comes to that. And the question that arises is, I mean, if you look at the instability that's causing the ANC, if you look at the EFF, not long ago they were working with the IFP. Then they said they'll work with the DA. Then they said they're going to work with the ANC. So the moment you don't get what you want, brother Chavan, you break the relationship. It's not about the people. And the people must suffer. Look at, there's no delivery of services. There is just nothing happening on the ground because of the infighting that's taking place. And now my biggest fear is, I'm 2024. What can we expect? What can we expect in 2024 if they are not going to be able to work together? If you don't give part what they really want, okay, then what is the outcome going to be? It means they're going to hold the entire country to ransom? Is that what it is going to be? So it's very worrying. And I hope that, you know, ordinary South Africans realize this and take decisions when it comes to voting in 2024 that is going to benefit them and the country. This allegiance even to political parties is not going to work. It's not going to work because political parties are dictating the terms. And once you yield a little bit of power, I can tell you there is a major problem that we face. So I think we're in for a very, very, very rough ride. And the frightening thing about that is that will you be able to pass budgets? Will you be able to pass a budget in South Africa if you're going to be able to not get what you want? Or are you going to dictate the terms and say, I want this, if you don't give it to me, that's it. I'm not going to pass this budget. Is that what it's going to be all about? Mm. And that seems to be what is happening.
And wasting 500,000 at a time when you're conducting meetings and so forth. Looking at a message from Tariq, he says, Ahmed Manzoor Sheikh Imam, I am appalled, I'm shocked at what I'm hearing, but I'm forced to say this. perhaps for the minorities of this country, I'm talking about Indian whites and colors, the only party that waits for them, unfortunately, is a party that I would not vote, is a DA. What's your reaction, what Tariq has said, Ahmed?
Yeah, you know, what brother Tariq is, because of his observation, he's raising the concerns. And yes, it is a concern that one that is justified, given, you know, it's an issue of policy. And but let us also not forget that all political parties have got problems wherever they are. And let me tell you, Brother Shepherd, KZN particularly is where all the problems are starting. KZN. Every political party has got problems in KZN, because KZN province is very tribalistic. KZN province is very, very racist and that kind of thing. And that is why you will have a lot of problems in KZN. And KZN, you can see, you've just correctly alluded to a conference that took place that people don't even know about. So that's how they actually operate. But I think we're going to need to open up our minds. We have got a lot of skills in this country. We've got a lot of people with capacity and integrity in this country. And don't you think it's time that we brought them out and let them be part of the solution? Why sit back and allow this country to go downhill the way it is going? It's time to come out. It's time to identify leaders. It's time to identify people with integrity, capacity, and take South Africa forward. That is what I would say that it should be the route we should go. Because if we're not going to do that, we're going to have to answer to the generations to come. Why didn't we do something about it? Why did we allow it to deteriorate to the extent it did?
I look at Faisal here. He says, Assalamu alaikum. The honest facts and the brutal fact is the Western Cape is run by the DA, doing a fairly, fairly good job. Also, we look at Umgeni, Hawick, and so forth, run by the DA, debt-free. Ahmed, the writing's on the wall. We have to...
To be honest to you, yes, but can you see the... Let me tell you, the difficulty, Brother Shepherd, is with the DA. The DA is governing better. They have better management systems in place and things. And let me honestly admit that. We have a problem with some of their policies. We can't run away from that. Issue of Palestine and many others, of course, you can see that. And I find that they lack consistency when it comes to something, you know. They are so pro-West that they, you know, fail to even look beyond that. But that's the only problem. And it's not as if there's no corruption and things in the DA. Plenty of corruption, maladministration as well, but better governed. And there is consequences for that. However, by virtue of the fact that they represent a minority and the majority one-man, one-vote system in country is implemented, it simply means that you will need coalition governments to run this country. And coalition governments are not working because coalition partners are wanting things for themselves. And when they don't get what they want, then they're holding the whole structure to a hostage or to ransom. And that's the problem you got. So is the DA going to? I mean, you've seen the DA has been running in the city of Johannesburg and things like that. And more importantly, there are people like Action SA and things that's broken away, who's going to take away some of the support base of these people. And when they do that, and remember, everybody looks for one loophole in your organization and uses that against you to try and garner support. You know? So that's the problem. The EFF is losing a lot of support because of their stance on foreign nationalism in the country, I can tell you now. And then if you saw that the provincial chairperson of Eastern Cape of them in the legislature has quit. Like, there are many others of them that are quitting. There are some of them that are standing up and saying, we're not going to tolerate the stance that the president of the EFF is taking. So it's exactly the same thing. There are people in the DA that are not happy with the stance of the DA as well. And I say the solution to all this, a constituency-based, do away with party politics. Let the people decide, take on, elect their leaders themselves, and maybe we'll have the true representative of the people of this country.
Yeah, Ahmed, we have about 2.5 minutes to go. And a message on the screen here is from Shokat. Shokat says, Assalamu alaikum. Ahmed, the fact is lots and lots of South Africans are semigrating to Cape. There's something about the Cape. What's attracting them there? I know it's not the grapes.
Yes, I must agree with you. Many people are semigrating to the Western Cape and because they find it a safer environment, more secure environment, a better opportunity to get jobs. Not that their problems don't exist in this province. It certainly does, I can tell you. But, Brother Shavar, let me also tell you, there are areas in the Western Cape you can leave your doors open. Hello. You can even leave your doors open and things in the Western Cape. In certain provinces, you won't have a problem. So, and that's the difference between the Western Cape. But that does not mean that the Western Cape will be the same 10 years or 20 years from now. The fact that many people are semigrating from other provinces to the Western Cape, and let me tell you, particularly from the Eastern Cape and things, the large number of people that are semigrating to the Western Cape clearly tells you that the Western Cape will also have problems later, unless, of course, maybe they might decide to go the route of a federal system and go for independence. The more people that semigrate from the Eastern Cape and many others, remember there was a time in the Western Cape there was restriction as far as employment for labor and things like that. And that is why let us not forget that the Western Cape or the Cape Town itself was like the apartheid hub of this country. And that is changing. If you look at the high levels of crime at the moment, where is the high levels of crime? High levels of crime is in Khayelitsha, Nyanga, Crossroads, all those things. Because even the Western Cape government is not spending enough resources in those communities. They are spending more on to the more affluent communities. Now, one may argue that they're doing it because these communities are paying their rates and taxes, others are not paying. And yes, to some extent, it might be true. But if you're going to create two different continents in one province, then you're going to run into serious trouble at some stage. You're going to. It's just a matter of time. The whole country needs a revamp, I can tell you now.
You know, Ahmed, you hit the nail on the head. We've run out of time, but alhamdulillah, safe trip and a bon voyage to Cape Town. And inshallah, we'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.